Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Chof Gimel, and we will begin on the top, the very first word of daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. So yesterday, daf Yomi began the second perek in Masechtas Avodah Zarah. The perek began with a halacha: Ein mamidin behema bepundekois shel ovdei kechavim. You're not allowed to place a behema with an ovdei kechavim. Nechshudim al ravia, because the ovdei kechavim is chashud on arayos, not just arayos, but even arayos with behemas. And as a result, you have to be concerned that maybe the ovdei kechavim is going to be roiveya, this animal. An ovdei kechavim is not allowed to be a roiveya, an animal. Ravia is one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Like Rashi said, v'yesh kan lifnei iver loisitei michshol is lifnei iver, even though it's a ben noyach. Pnei Yeshua says it's only midrabana, but the bottom line is there's a halacha that you're not allowed to place a behema. The Gemara asked the Kasha, "V'remini loicha behema lekarbon? You're allowed to buy a behema from an oivik chavim for a carbon. Ve'in choishishin, and we're not concerned. Loi mishum reiveya, ve'loi mishum nirva, ve'loi mishum mukta, ve'loi mishum neva." One of the things the Braisa says you don't have to be concerned of when you buy a behema from an oivik chavim is that maybe this behema was once sodomized, it was taken advantage of. As a result, it would be possible for a carbon. Now, if you're going to tell me that if the kechavim are chshudin al arvia, then why is it that you're allowed to buy a behema that you're now going to be makdish to use as a carbon? We know that an animal that's a nirva is possible to be a carbon. So the Gemara said a teretz. The Gemara said that the only time an evik kechavim is chashin al arvia is with your animal. An evik kechavim will sodomize somebody else's animal, but his own animal, no, he doesn't want to do that because he's afraid he may injure it, and there may be some financial impact as a result of what it is he did. Thus, you yourself, a yid that wants to take his animal and be maimedit b'pum the kosher levi kechavim, that the mission says you're not allowed to do. But at the same time, if you want to buy the levi kechavim's animal, you have nothing to worry about. There's no chash that maybe it's a nirva. The Gemara begins with a second teretz to this kasha. Ravina, maloi kasha, holy katchila, hodi eved, our mishnah that said ein mamidim behema b'pum the kosher levi kechavim. That's the katchila. Meaning, the katchila, you're supposed to be concerned that however, after the fact, you don't have to be concerned. So in Halacha, very often, you find chilukim, distinctions between the katchila and b'di'evet. This is an example of that. It's not a stira. The Mishnah is talking about the katchila. The Braisa is talking about b'di'evet. If your chavim already has this animal, do you have to be concerned that he was reveya the animal? The answer is not. Says the Gemara, not him, d'shani ben l'katchila ben b'di'evet. Where do you find this? Is there any precedence when it comes to being choshed a benoyach, being choshed a noivik echavim, that there's a nafgamin and halacha between the katchil and the evit? The Gemara says yes. The Tanan, the Mishnah had said, loy tesiachet isha imahem. It was the second halacha in the Mishnah. A Jewish woman shouldn't find herself in a yichud situation with an oivik echavim, ibnei shechshud an alu arayis. Just like the choshed an revia, they also choshed an arayis. The Gemara says, Rabbi, I'll ask you a kasha isha. Shenechav shabiyei oivik echavim, if oivik echavim took a Jewish woman captive, al yidei moment, if the reason they're holding her hostage is because they want some sort of ransom, they want money, muteres labayla. The halach is that we could assume that she wasn't violated. Thus, if and when she's released, she's going to be mutter to her husband. You don't have to be concerned that maybe something happened. Rashi says maybe she was mazana beratzin, or if she's an eshes kayin, even if something happened by oivis, you don't have to be worried that something took place. Al yidei nefashos, however, if the reason she was taken captive was because the captors were threatening to kill her, so it had nothing to do with ransom, it had nothing to do with money that they were trying to get, but simply these people wanted to kill her, then the halach is asur labayla. What's the kasha? You see from here, al yidei mamon muteres labayla. Why al yidei mamon muteres labayla? Why is the halacha that if oivdei kechavim take a Jewish woman hostage, the halacha is that when she's released, she's mutter to her husband? Let's assume she's an eshes kayin. An eshes kayin, shenensa, if she was mezana ba'oides, it was against her will, she was raped. Still, the halacha is that she's also lebayla. So if oivdei kechavim achoshed an arayo, so why is it that she's going to be mutter lebayla? Elalav, you have to say, shma mino shani lach ben lekatchilu d'yevet. The chiluk must be lekatchilu d'yevet. And our Mishnah that says that that's talking about the katchila. This halacha that says that bidi eved ha'isha shenech b'sho b'dei oiv dikechavim ha'idei mamim muteres l'bailo, that's bidi eved. So you see this precedence as it relates to isha as it relates to chshud and alo arayos between the katchila and the evidence, it makes sense as it relates to revia that you should say the same thing. But the Gemara says, "Me my double loy, I'll tell you afilu the evan nami loy." I don't think you have precedence. Meaning, Ravina, you want to say a chiluk between the katchila and the evidence, you could say the chiluk. The svara is definitely a rational svara, but you think you have precedence from this halacha because you had a stira on the one hand. The Mishnah says like to seyachad isha imam, and then we have another halacha that says ha'isha shenech b'shal yedei mamam muteres labaylo. It's not a kasha. You want to know why al yedei mamam she's muteres labaylo? B'halacha hainu time of the misyari mishum hefsim amoyne. What are these people thinking? The captors. What are they thinking? They're thinking that they're going to take this woman hostage. They're gonna offer to release her for a certain amount of money, and they think that they're going to get that mummy. The problem is, if they're going to violate this woman, now the chances of them getting the money is going to decrease. In their minds anyways, because they feel that if the husband knows that this woman wasn't touched, then maybe he's going to pay the money. But once she was defiled, she was violated, at that point, there's a chashash that maybe they're not going to get the money. Therefore, there's really no concern. And says the Gemara, Teda, I'll prove it to you. Because the Ketani is safer. What did the Sefer say? Al Yidei Nefashos, Asur Labayla. You see that they're Be'etzim Choshed on Arayas. Because if they would take this woman hostage with the intent of killing her, we assume that before they killed her, they were definitely Mezana with her. There's nothing to talk about. Why then Al Yidei Mamon, is there no such concern? Because over there, they're thinking about the money. If they're thinking about the money, they don't want to do something that's going to risk their chances of losing the money. So the bottom line is really the Yidei Kechavim are Choshed on Arayas. They're Choshed the Katchila. That's why, like to say, Achad Isha Imam, and that Choshed even B'di'evet, which is why Al Yidei Nefashos Ha'isha Shenech B'Shav Yadav Dikachav Masur Labayt. You want to know Al Yidei Mamon is a separate cheshbon. So you want to bring precedence for this chiluk between the Katchila B'di'evet. You have no precedence, says the Gemara, something that it doesn't usually say. Vesuloy Midi. There's nothing else that we need to discuss on this topic. We said everything we need to say. Meaning, Ravina said a nice teretz. Loikasha Holokatchila Habidiyevet. In terms of Uminot Temra, you have precedence. There's no precedence. Rapada said a third there. It's like Kasha. Ha Rabbi Yeza, ha Rabbanon. Again, we have a stira. The Mishnah says, Ein ma midin behemo bepunda koi shalev de kechavim mepnei chshudan ala revia. So you see that, oiv de kechavim achashud on revia. So add this to the list of halachos and mesechtes of Avodah Zarah, halachos that relate to oiv de kechavim, to the pagans of yesteryear. This is a halacha. They were choshed on revia. But where is the kasha? A braisa that says it's a tesefta in the second parak of mesechtes of Avodah Zarah that you're allowed to buy a behema from an oiv de kechavim, be makdish that behema, use it as a carpet. Now, a behema that was a nirva is puzzle. So, are they choshed on review? Are they not choshed on review? Rapada said, Harab Liezer, Harab Bonon. It's really a machlokes tanoim. The Mishnah is going according to one Tana. The Braisa, that Tesef, is going according to the other tanoim. The Tana we learned in the Mishnah, Gabi Paras Chatos, Rabbi Liezer says, Paras Chatos is the Para Aduma. Eino Nikeches, Mino Ivde Kechavim. Rabbi Liezer says, it's a Mishnah Mesechtes Para that the para that was used for the para aduma cannot be bought from a guy. By the way, the Gemara on tomorrow's daf is going to ask from the well-known story of Dama ben Asina. Dama ben Asina didn't want to wake his father up. He had tremendous kibbut of aim, and Hashem repaid him. He had a para aduma. It's Gemara's kasha. But for now, Rabbi Eliezer says it's a Mishnah Masechtas para that Rabbi Eliezer oimer inini keches meno evdik chavim chavim atirim chavim say it's mutter. Zok to Gemara my time. What's the beer in the machloikis between Rabbi Lez and the Chachavim? Says the Gemara, it makes a lot of sense to say Rabbi Lez. The assumption is that if a nirva is possible for a carbon, then the paraduma couldn't be a nirva either. Thus, if we have a machloikis, Rabbi Lez and the Chachavim, whether a behema that was bought from a guy is kosher to be used as paraduma or not, presumably the machloikis is the shayla. Do we have to suspect that this animal is a nirva or not? Rabbi Eliezer that says that you can't use a parah that you bought from a goy to use as a parah aduma. He holds that oiv de kechavim achoshed on revia. That's our Mishnah. The chachamim that are matirim, the chachamim that say that you could buy a parah from an oiv de kechavim to use for a parah aduma, they hold that the oiv de kechavim were not choshed on revia. That's the price. That's it. You're allowed to buy behemoths for karbonis. It's the furish chachamim regarding parah aduma. It extends itself to karbonis as well. Bottom line, Rapada said at first glance a very reasonable teretz. He said, "Zeh geshmak." It seems to be a machloekes Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim. Because if not, how else are you going to understand that machloekes Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim? Whether you can buy a behemoth from a guy and use it for a parah aduma. Presumably, the machloekes is whether the chashan revia, the not chashan revia. That's the easy way to reconcile this theory. But the Gemara says, "No, me my dilma the kulei amalei chashan revia." Maybe both Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim hold that if the Chachamim are not chashan revia. If so, why does Rebbe Eliezer hold that you can't buy a behemoth from a guy and use it for a parah aduma? If somebody would place a sack on top of the parah aduma would be possible. Ube'egla, if somebody would place a sack on top of an egel that's being used for the egla arufa, it wouldn't be possible, unless it schlepped it a little bit. The background to this halacha, of course, is that the only time the parah was kosher to be used as the parah aduma is if it never did any work. The same is true with regards to the egla rufa. The egla rufa had to be an egel that no work was ever done with. However, if you look in the Lashon HaPasuk, when the Pasuk says that the parah had to be something that never did work, and the egel, there's a subtlety. By the egel, the Lashon HaPasuk is ashaloi moshcha ba'oil. By the parah, the Lashon HaPasuk is ashaloi ola oleo oil. Loy ola leo oil sounds like there was never an oil, never a yoke even placed on top of the animal. Egel, placing it itself isn't an issue. It's ashalei mashcha ba'oil. Thus, you have this halacha. Niach aleim oidashal sakin by the parah is possible, because that's already a violation of this pasuk. Ashalei ola leo oil. By egel, it says ashalei mashcha ba'oil. Thus, achetim shechba, then it's going to be possible. What's the bottom line? It's very easy for the parah aduma to become possible. All you have to do is put something on it. Once you put an oil on it, it's over. So, maybe that's the machloikas revelas in the chacham. Maybe Rebbe Eliezer held that you can't buy a parah from a guy because you're going to have to trust the guy now that he never put an oil on it. It's so mistaber that something would have happened to the parah in terms of oil, in terms of work. Thus, it says, I do a revia. Maybe everybody holds an achayish for revia. As I do it, our sugya. There's a sheet that Rebbe Eliezer says you can't buy a behemoth from a guy. Maybe it's related to work, but the Gemara says, it's not mistaber. Because everybody knows, even though if they can cover me, the Jews pay top dollar, good money, for the parah aduma. And they must have known the halachas because, you know, having a parah aduma was like winning the lottery, like with what happened with Dama ben Azino. So it's not mistaber that somebody that has an animal that might be a kosher parah aduma would put an oil on top of it. So to be concerned that they would do that is not mistaber. Zokta Gemara, but if that's the case, then what's the alternative option? Rebbe Eliezer is not worried that maybe somebody put an oil on it. Why not? Because nobody's going to lose out on the potential windfall that you get from having a parah aduma for putting an oil. But what he is concerned about, Rebbe Eliezer says, possible. So what is he concerned about? That maybe somebody was reveyed. It's for a little bit of anna. This person is going to lose all this. The Gemara says, yes. This is already arayis. Arayis is a whole different thing. And being that it's a whole different thing, this yitzrei toikvoi, as a result, there we're concerned that he's not going to be able to overcome his Yetzer Hara, and he's going to literally throw everything away for a Hana Purta. But as it relates to putting an oil, there's no Hana. Being that there's no Hana, there you're not concerned. But the Gemara says, I still don't think it's Mukhak. The Vidilma says the Gemara, the Kuli Amalei Chashin L'Revia. Maybe really everybody holds Yinachayish for Revia. Say Rebbe Eliezer, say the Chachamim. Meaning, even Rebbe Eliezer holds you not chayish. Okay, no time Rebbe Eliezer. What's from Rebbe Eliezer? Because the Tani Sheila. My time with Rebbe Eliezer. The Dabrel Bnei Yisrael veYikchu Eilech. This is the first pasuk in Parashas Chukas. We know the beginning of the pasuk. Zoyz Chukas Atayra, Asher Tziva Hashem Lemer. But the pasuk continues. Dabrel Bnei Yisrael veYikchu Eilecha Parah Aduma Tmima Asher Ein Bamum Asher Loi Olo Oleha Oil. Said Rav Sheila, you want to know? Time of the Rebbe Eliezer, because the pasuk says the Abra Bnei Yisrael v'yitchu elecha Bnei Yisrael yakichu ve'ino ivde kechavim yakichu. Look at how he darsh in the pasuk. Pashit, it's Dabra Bnei Yisrael v'yitchu. Go tell the Yidin they should take a paraduma. Dabra Bnei Yisrael v'yakichu. Only Bnei Yisrael could sell the paraduma. A goy can't sell the paraduma. So Bnei Yisrael yakichu ve'ino ivde kechavim. Yakichu, meaning it's a pasuk, it's a drasha. Again, it has nothing to do with Revia, and has nothing to do with our sugi. But the Gemara says, Lysolka Daitach, how could that be? Diktani Sefer, the Sefer says, V'choni Rebbe Eliezer, place of V'choni Gemara Skula. Rebbe Eliezer didn't just say that the para aduma couldn't be bought from a guy, but really all karbanas, all animals that were going to be used for a carbon, couldn't be bought from a guy. If you're going to tell me that Pshan Rebbe Eliezer is, it's a gzeris hakasav in the parasha para aduma. It says dabra b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu. Then bishleim a para ksiv b'kicha elo kulo karbanas ksiva kicha ksivu. Does it say kicha by the other karbanas? But the Gemara says v'dilma. Additionally, right again. So Shayla said that Pshat and Rabbi Eliezer that says that you can't buy a behemoth from a guy and use it for the Parah Aduma has nothing to do with Revia. Thus, it has nothing to do with our sugya. It's not because there's a chashash that maybe somebody put an oil on top of it. It's a gzeiros hakasav. So the Gemara asks, question number one is, Rabbi Eliezer said, is halacha by Shayla Kavanas as well. So it's true that this reason would be a good reason if it was only by Paraduma. But being Rabbi Eliezer extended his halacha to all karbanas, how are you going to explain that? And the Gemara continues, additionally, we can argue that maybe the Rabbanon that argue with Rabbi Eliezer only argue with Rabbi Eliezer bepara de domeo yakrim, avol bishar karbanos moidule. Maybe even the Rabbanon, the Gemara is coming back now and saying, that argue with Rabbi Eliezer, that hold that you could buy a para from a guy and use it for a Paraduma. And working with the assumption that Rabbi Eliezer that said you can't is because he was chayish for Revi. What did the Rabbanon hold? So you'll tell me the Rabbanon hold you're not chayish for Revi at all. That was Rapada's teretz. Rapada wanted to reconcile the skasha between the Mishnah and the Braisa by saying it's really machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon. But the Gemara says that, I don't know if that's true, because maybe even the Rabbanon are only not chayish for Revi. Till now we've been discussing Shittas Rabbi Eliezer. But maybe even the Rabbanon that are not chayish for Revi'ah are only not chayish for Revi'ah by the Parah Aduma, because it's very expensive. That was a chiddush that we said Rabbi Eliezer holds, that people were aware of the potential value of the Parah Aduma, but because Yitzrei Taikfai, okay, so Rabbi Eliezer holds that the guy can't control himself, he's going to be mezana with a behemoth, even though it means he might lose millions of dollars. Beseder. But maybe that's all the Rabbanon argued. But the Gemara says that can't be, because Vela Hadatanya, who then is going to be the Tan of the Braisa? It has to be somebody. There is a braisa that says you're allowed to buy a behemoth from a guy to use as a carbon. It's definitely not Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer said before it's not that way. Who is it going to be? Not just that, the braisa that says, there's a braisa that talks a little bit about, we're going to see this in detail in tomorrow's stuff, that the Rabbanon, they came with tainas, guns blazing on Rabbi Eliezer. They asked from a whole bunch of Psukim in Nacht. Tomorrow's daf is going to be a smorgasbord of different parshiyos of Nacht that we're going to have to reacquaint ourselves with a little bit. I mean, just really small parts of it, but a little bit of Perek Chelek. But we're going to have a lot of Nacht. And they asked, the Rabbanu did from a whole bunch of different psukim, where you see that the Yidden took animals from Goyin and they brought it as garbanis. One of them was a pasuk that says, Kol tzoin keidar yikuf tzulach yalu l'ratzayin al mizbechi. So the Rabbanu said, you see, Rabbi Eliezer, you're wrong. It's a pasuk. The pasuk says they took all the tzoin keidar. But the bottom line is, right, tzoin keidar, these Gentile animals, and they were makrivit as garbanis. But what do you see from the Rabbanu's Taina? You see from the Rabbanon's Taina that the Rabbanon hold that it's mutter to use any behemoth as that's bought from a guy for any carbon. They didn't just say their halacha by Parah Aduma that it's mutter because the Parah Aduma is so expensive, it's only over there that you're not chayish for Revi'ah. But with regards to all karbanos, you're not chayish for Revi'ah. So what's the bottom line? You ain't got to drop technical. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is that Rapodnas gave the third teretz to the stira. We had a stira. The Mishnah said, you can't trust a guy with your animal because you have to be concerned that he may be revere your animal. You've been going with the evil seat the Mishnah. The kasha was, you're allowed to buy an animal from a guy, use it as a carbon, even though a nirva is puzzle for a carbon. What do you see from here? You're not concerned. So are you concerned if they're not concerned? So yesterday, the Gemara gave a teretz. The Gemara said that a guy is chashud to use somebody else's animal, but his own animal, that already is not going to use. Ravina said on the top of Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, Rapadna said, Rabbi Eliezer that says in Masechtas Parah, clearly, that you can't buy an animal and use it for the Parah Aduma, you can't buy an animal and use it for the carbon, he's the Tan of our Mishnah. So our Mishnah is going according to who? Rabbi Eliezer. He's the one that says, this Brisa that says, that's going according to the Rabbanan. But the Gemara now digresses for a moment. The whole machloik is Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. Whether or not you can buy an animal from a goy and use it for the parah aduma is predicated on, are you chayish that the animal was nirva? Are you chayish that the oivet kechavim is choshen on revia or not? It's all, are you chayish or are you not chayish? But let's say you would know for sure, we know for a fact that the goy was revia, he sodomized this animal. Possible. And there's no question, it will be possible. The whole shayla is there a chash or is there not a chash? But if we knew for sure that the animal was a nerva, meaning one thing is clear in the sugya, a takeaway from Vaydazar Dafchav Gimel is that a para aduma, that's a nerva, is possible. Frank the Gemara, a gavaldig akasha. Shma mina, the para kachem is beachi, lachura. This should be proof that the para aduma was kachem is beach. Which is a tremendous chiddush. The kachem et kabayis, mi mifsel bar revia. Because if it's kachem et kabayis, should the fact that it's revia be possible? What does that mean? We know that there's two types of hekdesh. So whenever you talk about hekdesh, there's some subclasses, which is much more negeya when you learn say the kachem. But for this purpose, there's kachem mizbeach and there's kachem et kabayis. Kachem mizbeach is when something's hekdesh, but the purpose of the thing that's hekdesh is to go on the mizbeach. So if somebody takes an animal and he says this animal should be an oil, it's going to be kach in mizbeach. An animal's roi the mizbeach. It's something that has kedushas mizbeach. It's called kach in mizbeach. Yayin, soil, shemen, anything that's roi lehakrova that was huktash with toiras hakrova gets the status of kach in mizbeach. Everything else is kachem beder gabay. So, for example, if someone's makdish money can't go on the mizbeach. What do you do with money? Buy things with it, things that could go on the mizbeach, but it's not something that intrinsically is roi lakrov. Being that it's not something that's roi lakrov, it would be kachem beder gabay. If someone's makdish zov, kesef, nechayshes, is in the beginning of parshas Truma. So, those things are not things that are roi lakrov. As a result, they're kachem beder gabay literally means the maintenance of, but it doesn't. It's not exclusive to that. Anything that wasn't Roy Lakrova was Kachem Bedagabayis. Anything that was Roy Lakrova, it was Kachem Mizbeach. In Lumdis, the chiluk between Kachem Mizbeach and Kachem Bedagabayis is Kachem Mizbeach. We look at the heft itself as being Kachem. Kachem Bedagabayis, it's the underlying value. It's the money that this chefetz is worth. That's really Kaddish. It's Kedushas Dom, if it's not Kedushas Akof, but these are, again, these are sugyas that are outside the scope of what we need for this morning. Paradum, is a Kachem Mizbeach or is a Kachem Beder Gabayis? The Paraduma wasn't a carbon. What was the Paraduma brought for? Somebody was Tamei Meis. The only way to become Tahar and not be Tamei Meis anymore was you had to go through the Tahira process. Part of it which was you had to be sprinkled with the ashes of the Paraduma. Yeh Mashlishu, Yeh Mashvi. That's Parshas Parah. That's the beginning of Parshas Chukas. The Parah Aduma was not a carbon. It was a vehicle. It was something that was used to make people tar. The reason we're all Tamei in Bezman Hazeh is because, unfortunately, we've all come in some contact with the maize, Tumas Oil or whatever it is, and once somebody's Tamei maize, the only way to not be Tamei maize, Midda Iraisa, is if he gets cleansed by the Parah Aduma. I mean that we don't have a Parah Aduma in Bezman Hazeh. We wake up in the morning Tamei. It's a fact. There's nothing we can do about that. We're all Tamei Hemes. That's the chiddush of the Ravid, where the Ravid wanted to say a chiddush that maybe a koyim bezman hazeh is allowed to be metame to a mace, because anyways, Tamei Hemes, what's the difference? He's just being Moisef Tuma la Tuma, the famous Ravid in Hilchas Naziris, and the Yehud and Dalkum Ravava discussed some Sefer and Chuvas, Rav Nosson Adler. Right? We've discussed these things when we learned Masechtas Nazir in very great detail, but the bottom line is we're all Tamei Hemes there because we don't have the Paraduma, which is the vehicle. That is the way that we're going to be taught. Where was the Paraduma brought, meaning it was shechted, there was some sort of process, there was even zrikas, but again, was it a carbon? It was on Har HaZeisim. That's where it was. It was not on Har HaZeisim. It wasn't a carbon. So the chur, if it wasn't a carbon, it's kachem beder gabayis. Frank the Gemara, gavaldig akasha. It's true there's a halach of a nirva, but the halach of a reveya and a nirva, that's in kachem mizbeach. That's a carbon. A carbon can't be a reveya and a nirva. If somebody would go and he would be matlish, he says, I have an animal, it was sodomized once, but it's worth $1,000, I want to donate it, I want to pledge it to Beder Gabayis. Beder Gabayis is going to take it. They're going to take it, they're going to sell it, they're going to use the money and do whatever they have to do with it. It's not worse than Eitzim and Avonim and Zav, Kesef and Choshes. It's not something that they won't take. Now, to bring it as a carbon, does have adanisht. So, Frank the Gemara Kasha, Lechura, the Paradum was Kachi Bedekabais. That's what you would think until you learned the Sugya. But from this Sugya says the Gemara, Shmani, no. Could we spar the parah kachim is beach e kachim beda gavais mi vefsel baravio? So the Gemara says a chedeshani parah the chatas kari rachmana. You're right. Really, the parah is kachim beda gavais. It wasn't a carbon. It was brought on haram nishcha. It was brought on harazesim. So if it was brought on harazesim, there's no way that you can look at it as kachim beda mizbech. If that's the case, why is there a psul nirva? Because when the pasuk talks about the parah aduma, so the pasuk says va'asaf ish tahar es efer haparah v'hiniach michutz la'machane b'makom tahar v'hoysa la'das b'nei Yisrael l'mishmeres l'mein nida chatosi. Now chatos over there doesn't mean it's a carbon chatos. Chatos there means it's metaher. That's what the word chatos means. I am the uncleless, I am the rashi. That's what it means. But chatos, you're invoking the name chatos. Chatos the carbon. It's kachi kadoshim. It's a carbon. We look at it as a chatos, and we say that just like a carbon chatos, if it was a nerve, it would be puzzle. So to the parah aduma, if it's a nerve, it's going to be puzzle. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, so now you need the whole Shulchan Aruch, the whole Rambam and Hilchas Psuli HaMikdashim should suddenly apply to parah aduma. To possible yotzei doifin, an animal, that's a yotzei doifin, meaning it wasn't born naturally. It was like a C-section. There was a yotzei doifin. So the halacha is it should be chitei. Now you're going to tell me, yeah, it's true, because a yotzei doifin is possible for carbon. If it's possible for carbon, it should be possible for parah aduma. Lama tanya, hikdish b'yotzei doifin psula. Reb Shimon machshe, it's a machloikis. Reb Shimon the chachamim. So according to the chachamim, it's very good. A yotzei doifin is in fact possible. Why is it possible? Because even though the parah aduma is bedek abayis, but chatos kar yirachmana, the pasuk says, the main nida chatosi. But how do you understand Rab Shimon? But the Gemara says, one second. Rab Shimon, maybe it's Rab Shimon l'shitas. I'm a yotzei doifin, vlad ma'al yehu. Rab Shimon happens to hold in another area in halacha, where you find that the chachamim distinguish between a baby that was born naturally versus a baby that's a yotzei doifin, that Rab Shimon argues, I'm Rab Yechanan, where's this halacha with regards to Tumas Yoledes? So Tumas Yoledes is something that's outlined in the beginning of Parshas Tazria, Zachar Nekeva, there's Yimei Tumma, there's Yimei Taira, 733, 1466, right? We know these halachas in the beginning of Parshas Tazria. Now, the Chachamim say that the only time these halachas are true is if that baby was born naturally. But if the baby was a Yotze Daifin, Rav Shimon argued, Shimon says, no, even a Yotze Daifin, you see Rav Shimon holds that a Yotze Daifin is a Vlad Ma'ayu. But the Gemara says, Rav Yechanan said, Moidei Rav Shimon, Lin Yikachim Shenei Kadosh. Rav Yechanan said, Rav Shimon only said his halacha with regards to a regular Yotze, like a Yoledes, but in Hilchas Kachim, he agrees that there's something that a Yotze Daifin is possible to be a carbon. So if a Yotze Daifin is possible to be a carbon, it should be possible to be a paraduma. If you're telling me that there's a halacha that a paraduma is treated like a carbon. Yet, Rav Shimon Machshu, so how do you understand this? The Gemara says, you're right. El, Shani, Parah, you have to give a different text. Really, the Parah Aduma is Bedek Abayis. If it's Bedek Abayis, there's no halacha of Chattis Kar Yerachmana. The kash is, why is it so poshut in our sugyo that if the animal was Revei or Nirva, it's going to be possible. Shani, Parah, Hayu L'mum Paisipa. Because meanwhile, we know that the Parah Aduma that had a mum, the Pasuk says, right in the beginning of Parah Aduma had to be Tmima, Asher Ein Ba Mum. That's the first Pasuk. Once a mum is possible, Dvar Erva Avodah Zarah Nami possible. At that point, if this animal was once used for Dvar Erva or for Avodah Zarah, it's also going to be possible. How do you know that? Dichsiv, because the Pasuk, when it talks about the halachos of mumin, it says, Miyad ben necher lo sakrivos lechem elokecha mikol eilu ki moshchasam bohem mumbam. So the Pasuk is talking about the psul mum by a carbon. Lo yiratzu lechem. It says moshchasam. That's Miloshen Hashchasa, Miloshen Mushchis, and it says Mumba. The Tanit, where Rabbi Shmuel, come on, Hashem Hashchasa in Advar Erev Avay Dazar. Wherever it says the word Hashchasa means either Arayos or Avay Dazar. How do you know that? Dvar Erev Dichsiv Ki Hishchis Chol Basar Es Darkei Alo Aretz. That's the beginning of Parashas Noach. Vavay Dazar Dichsiv Pen Tashchison Vasisam Lochem Peso. Vaparanami. Thus, the Pasuk, when it tells me about the Mum, it says Mashchasam Bohem Mumba. So we compare Mum to Hashchasa. What does Hashchasa mean? It means Avay Dazar and Dvar Erva, Gili Arayis. By a para, you find that a mum is possible. Has to be a para, aduma, tmima, asha imba mum. So, hoyol a mum paisalba, Dvar Erva, vaitzchama pasiba, Dvar Erva, and Vaidazara are going to be possible as well. Exhale. So, before we go weiter, just a few ha'aris. So, we have over here a halacha regarding para aduma, that a para aduma that was sodomized, the animal was used for a dvar erva, reveya, nirva, the halacha is that the animal is going to be apostles. Machlikas, Rebbe Elazar, and the Chachamim, based on that, are you allowed to buy an animal from Rebbe Chachamim, use that animal now as the parah aduma, or you're not allowed to do that? Rebbe Elazar, is chayish revia. Rebbe Elazar, according to the Apollos, is the Tan of our Mishnah, that said, as a result, you have to be concerned that maybe this animal is a nirva. If it's a nirva, you can't use it as a parah aduma. Thus, the halacha is you cannot buy an animal from Rebbe Chachamim and use it for a parah aduma. Chachamim said you can, because the Chachamim are the Tana of the Tosefta that says mishum reveo mishum nirva. As Rapada said, and the Tana that Tosefta is the Chachamim. Thus, we have a machlokes whether we are chayish, but everybody agrees if we knew for sure the animal was nirva, the animal was reveya, you would not be able to use it for a paraduma. The Gemara asked the kasha. The Gemara said, why? L'chura, the paraduma was kachav the gabayas. So why is an animal that was reveya or nirva any worse than eitzim and avonim? Where do you find anywhere that kachav the gabayas should have these halachas? Bishloim, a kachav is bech, it's going to be brought as a carbon. So if it's something that can't be used as a carbon, the hektish is never even chal, there's psulim. But for bedek abayas, what's the big deal? And the Gemara essentially gave two terutz. First, the Gemara said that even though the paraduma was kachav is bech, it was kachav bedek abayas, but the pasuk refers to it as a chatas, and even though chatas doesn't mean that, but the word chatas in other contexts means carbon chatas, therefore it takes on halachas of a carbon, and just like a carbon can't be a nirva, this can't be a nirva as well. The Gemara said, if that's the case, Yitzhak Daifin should be possible, and Reb Shimon's mach should be Yitzhak Daifin. The Gemara said, I hear. The Gemara said, I have another teretz, because there's a hektish between anything that's called hashchasa and mum. Hashchasa is by the zara and dvar erva. Mum is possible by paraduma. Thus, dvar erva, as in reiva v'nirva, is going to be possible by paraduma as well. So the Gemara entertained the tzad that maybe the reason is the psul nirva in our sugya is because of chatas kai rachmana, but the Gemara was daichid because Reb Shimon, stating that the Gemara and the Rishonim in different places in Shas use this halacha, this idea of chatas kai rachmana, to teach me many different halachas. The Gemara says in Chulin Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph that you weren't allowed to use an animal that's a treifa for a para aduma. Why not? Chatas kai rachmana. Even though a person can be matish a treifa, you can take an animal that's treifa, give it kedushas bedek abayis, which is essentially all the para aduma was, but chatas kai rachmana. And kachem is beach, there's a psul treifa, so by the para aduma, there's going to be a psul treifa as well. There's a mishnah, mesechtes para, that says that if the kohen had a machsheva shaloy lishma while he was bringing the para aduma, it would pass on. Why? Chatas kai rachmana, zvachim daf beizam and al. Brisk 101. Kala zvachim, all karbonos, akosha shaloy lishma, except for a chatas and a pesach. I mean, a chatas kai rachmana, the paradum is viewed as a chatas. If it's viewed as a chatas, this halacha shaloy lishma is going to be possible. The Gemara in Yuma daf beizam and al discusses, it's a mishnah mesechtes para as well, that the paradum had to be brought tzofin. There was a din tzofin. Because chatas, which is kachay kadashim, shchitasim, betzofin, everything had to be done tzofin. That's in Ezel Mekayman, that you say in Karbunas. So it had to be tzofin. So too, the paraduma, there was a din tzofin. The halacha of shivas yomim, koydim yom kippurim, that you have by the Kohen Gadol, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol, Lishkas Parhejin, you had this by the paraduma as well. And it's related to this idea that there's some avoida taking place over here. It's not avoida. It's not. It's a seder of Tahira. But it doesn't matter. Chatas kai rachmana, we look at it as there being some sort of avoida. It's interesting. The Mishnah, Masech Tishkolim, says, Daf Yud Amud Beis, that the paraduma was financed. You had to pay a lot of money for the paraduma. So where did Chum get this money from? So there was like a parlor meeting, a special event we're going to raise. That's not how it worked. What they used to do is they used to take the money that they had collected from the Machzis HaShekel, and the Machzis HaShekel was used to finance the paraduma. Now, what was the Machzis HaShekel really used for? Parashat Shkolim is coming up. What was the Machzis HaShekel used for? The Machzis HaShekel was used for karbonos. Karbonos Sibur. Right? Every single day, the Kayanim and the Beis HaMikdash would bring karbonos Sibur. They'd bring a carbon Tamid, an oil in the morning, they'd bring another one, Bein Arbaim. Shabbos, they'd bring Musaf and Rosh Chodesh, they'd bring Musaf and Yantif, there were different Kabbalah Tzibur that were brought, but they had to be from the Tzibur. The problem is, how do you make it from the Tzibur? The Tzibur pays for it, but the Tzibur contributed to every single carbon Tamid that was brought, was made up of a pruta that came from every single member of the tzibur? Of course not. That is, the answer to that question is the machzor shekel. The machzor shekel was collecting from every single yid. As long as you contributed to the machzor shekel, you now somehow got a chelek in every single carbon that was brought, and that's how the karbonos became karbonos tzibur. The way karbonos became karbonos tzibur was because every single member of the tzibur contributed to the carbon. By the way, the Mishnah says in Masechet Shkolim that noshim were potter for karbonos tzibur, and based on that, Reb Kveger brings in a few places, he brings from one of the kadmoinim that says that Noshim Apotah from Davening Tefillas Musaf, even though it's Machlik is Rambam and Ramban, whether Noshim Achayv in Tefillah or not Achayv in Tefillah, it is his man Garam, it's not his man Garam, it's Rachmanis, right? Brachas Taf Yates, Brachas Taf Chav, those sugis over there. But really it's a, but Musaf not. Why Musaf not? Because Tefillas Musaf is Kenegah the Musafin. Who paid for the Musafin? The Machzor Shekel. Noshim didn't have a Chelik in the Machzor Shekel. There's also a Chumrah that some people have, that somebody that's less than 20 years old shouldn't have a Musaf for the Yomid. Because the Shaila, what, who was Chayv in Machzor Shekel? Me Ben Esrim. It's Machlokes Rishonim. Some say when you became Bar Mitzvah, some said, just like in Parshas Kisisa, when they collected the Machzor Shekel, which was a whole different, but just like that Machzor Shekel, you had to be Ben Esrim Shana, once you're Bar Oinshim, Medinei Shemayim, right, that's what the Baal Turim says, once you're Bar Oinshim, Medinei Shemayim, then you get the Kapara from the Machzor Shekel, but you don't need the Kapara for the Machzor Shekel. So too, someone that's less than 20 years old, maybe doesn't have a Chelek in the Musafin, thus he wouldn't be chayiv in Tfilas Musaf, so he shouldn't go up and he shouldn't have a Musaf. But the bottom line is that what was the purpose of the Machzor Shekel? It was to fund Karbanos Tzibur. You have a Mishnah Shkolim that says that when it came time to buy the Parah Adumi, now they paid for it with the jobs. Tosfos in Masechtas Bava Kama, Perek Meruba, talked away. The Fine Testament base asked the Kash. He says, I don't understand. How are you using the Machzor Shekel to buy the Parah Adumah? Parah Adumah is meant for Karbanos Tzibur. You can't use it for the Zok Tosfos. It's true. The Parah Adumah wasn't a carbon. It wasn't Musafin. But if somebody was Tommy Thomas Mace, could he now do the, I'd say a Kohen is Tommy Thomas Mace. The only way for him to be able to do the Avoida, the only way for him to get involved in the Karbonos Tzibur, is if he had to hire from the Parah Adumah. So on some level, it's like an ancillary. It's a hichitimtza to make the Kohen roi to do the Avoida Tzibur. Thus, you can use the Machzor Shekel, because the Machzor Shekel is meant for Avoida Tzibur, and a Kohen that's Tommy can't do Avoida Tzibur unless he's taught. But if you look in the Taklin Chadatin, that was one of the Mefarshim on Yushalmi on Masechet Shkolim, was written by one of the Talmidei Hagra. And if you look in the Rav Bartanura as well, they say that, you know what pshat is? You know why you're allowed to use the Machzor HaShekel for the Parah Adumah? Because Chatas Kari Rachmana. Even though technically it was Bedek HaBayis, but Lameis at the end of the day, Chatas Kari Rachmana, meaning the Chatas Kari Rachmana, which is like a carbon Chatas. So even though in our Sugya Pashas you walk away, it looks like there's no such halach of Chatas Kari Rachmana. But no, on some level, so it's interesting. The Parah Adumah is this interesting breed. It's a mixed breed on some level. On the one hand, it's Bedek HaBayis. That's what it intrinsically is. But at the same time, there's certain halachas where it gets viewed as Kodshei Mizbeach, because even though it's Bedek HaBayis, but at the same time, Chatas Karya Rachmana. You know, it's interesting. The Gemara in Masechtas Gittin, Daf Samech Amar Aleph, but well, a classic Gemara. The Gemara over there says, Amar Ablevi, Shmoyna Parashi is Nemru B'yayim Shukum B'yayim Mishkan. So when was Yoyim HaKamas HaMishkan? It was Vayiba Yom HaShmini, which was Rish Chodesh Nisan. So the Echad Ben Nisan, Hukam HaMishka. Rabbi Levi said there were 8 parashiyos in the Torah that were given on that day. Eluhei, parashiyos Kayhanim, uParashiyos Leviim, uParashiyos Temeim, uParashiyos Shiluach Temeim, uParashiyos Achrei Mois, uParashiyos Shtuye Yayin, uParashiyos Neiris, and what we need is the last one, uParashiyos Parah Adumah. So the parish of Parah Adumah was given when? It was given on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Says Rashi, Masechtas Gittin, Daf Samech Amud Beis. Why was the parish of Parah Adumah given on Rosh Chodesh? Why didn't they get the parish of Parah Adumah earlier? So Rashi says, Lefisha B'yoyim HaMachras, Nisrafa HaParah, Liyos Nitaron LePesachim. Because the day afterwards, on Beis Nisan, that was the first time that they were soyrif the Parah Adumah to make the people that were Tamei Tar. This is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so ready holding Shloshim Yoyim. It's before Pesach to get them Tar, so they should be able to bring the carbon Pesach. So Rashi, but why couldn't they do it earlier? This is a very long Rashi, a brisker Rashi. The Beinon, because if you look in the pasuk in Parashas Chukas, the Parah Adumah was brought on Har HaMishcha, but there were certain hazois that had to be done with the Parah Adumah, and you know what the pasuk says? V'hiza el noichach pnei oyel moye. It had to be in the direction of the Oyel Moed. Zok Rashi, Alomnes. If there's no Oyel Moed, then it can't be Noichach B'nei Oyel Moed. And being that there was no Mishkan until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, how are you going to bring the Parah Aduma? It's true that Hakrova wasn't done in the Oyel Moed, but it had to be Noichach B'nei Oyel Moed. I mean that it had to be Noichach B'nei Oyel Moed. You had to have an Oyel Moed. There was no Chavtz of an Oyel Moed. There's no Chavtz of Noichach B'nei Oyel Moed. So the bottom line is, says Rashi, you want to know why there was no Parah Aduma before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because there was no Oyel Moed. And the Pasuk says, V'yizah El Noichach B'nei Oyel Moed. But I was thinking, you could say even more Pashut. And that is based on the first Mishnah Masechta Shkolah. When Be'echad Ba'adir, Mashmir Al Ashkolah. Lama Be'echad Ba'adir is the first year Shalmi Masechta Shkolah. Because we want to give the Yidden 30 days to be able to bring the Machzah Sashekel, because the Machzah Sashekel had to be in. What was the date? What was the deadline? It had to be in by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Why Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Like the first time that there was a machzah hashekel. So the first time the Yidden were ever tired from the machzah hashekel was Rosh Chodesh Nisan when they were in the Midbar. Thus, that became the minhag every single year. The fiscal year, as it related to Machzah Hashekel, was always Rosh Chodesh Nisan. 30 days early, Be'echad Ba'adir, Mashmir Al Ashkol. So what was the first time they were tired from the Lishon? What was the first time there was a Machzah Hashekel? The first time there was a Machzah Hashekel was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Memele, they couldn't bring the Parah Aduma before that. Because the Parah Aduma had to come from the Machzah Hashekel. Because it was a carbon tzibur. Because Chatas Kai Rachmana. So if Chatas Kai Rachmana, it had to be brought from the part from the Machzah Hashekel. There was no Machzah Hashekel to Rosh Chodesh Nisan Memele. It had to be on Beis Nisan or at some point after that they were going to be able to read it. By the way, we learned the Gemara together not so long ago. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says that when Yidden were in Mara, Esa Mitzvahs and Stav Yisrael B'Mara. Shevet Shekibla Oem Neinech, the Shevet Mitzvah Neinech, Vaisifu Aleihem, Dinim, V'Shabbos, B'Kivir Aveim. But you do a Rashi in two places, once is in this week's parasha, but Rashi in two places has a different gersa. Rashi said, you know what the three mitzvahs that the Yidden got in Mara were? Rashi doesn't have kibbutz of the aim. Rashi says that when Yidden and Mara, they got three mitzvahs, they got Shabbos, Parah Aduma, and Dinan. Rashi says it in Parshas B'Shalach and the Parsha Mara. He says it in the end of Parshas B'Shpatim as well. So, what were the three mitzvahs? It was Shabbos, it was Parah Aduma, and it was Dinam. So it sounds like the Yidden already got the mitzvah Parah Aduma when they were in Mara. So they got the mitzvah Parah Aduma in Mara? Or was it one of the Shmoyna Parshios? I mean, Rab Levi said, Shmoyna Parshios Nemru B'yoyim Shokam Ba'am. It doesn't just say that they never brought the Parah Aduma before that day. They didn't even have the Parshah Parah Aduma before that day. I thought they had it in Mara already. It's a Veltz Kasha. But the bottom line is, a little bit as it relates to Chatas Kari Rechman. I'll just tell you one other interesting Ha'ara as it relates to that. And that is that the Gemara Masechtas Yuma Dav Beis Amaral. The context over there is this Sada Shava between Yom Kippur, that's why it's Yom Daf Beis, and Parah Aduma. Shivas Yomim Koydim Yom Kippur Mafrishim Koyin Gadol Mibeisay Lelishkas Parhedron. Everyone knows that halacha. What not everybody knows is the Mishnah Masechtas Parah. Shivas Yomim Koydim Sreifas Aparah Hayim Mafrishim Koyin Asayrifas Aparah Mibeisay Lelishkas Al Pnei Habir. So there's a halach of Shivas Yomim before the Koyin was going to be Sayrif the Parah. Marcel says, how do you know that? So they learned that from a pasuk. It says, Kasha Asa B'yeh Mazeh Tziva Hashem Lasois L'chaper Aleichem. And that pasuk is talking say about the Kohen Gadol did Avodah Yom Kippur, and say about the Kohen that was Sayrif HaSapara. So Gemara asks the Kasha, how do I know the pasuk is talking about Yom Kippur and the Parah? Maybe it's only talking about Yom Kippur. Maybe it's only talking about the Parah. So listen to this pasuk. Bishlai Mekula Krabi Parah Lai Mitukim. The pasuk can't entirely be talking about the Parah. L'chaper Ksiv. Uparo la bas kapari, because it says lechaper, and the para didn't come the kapara. Para duma didn't come the kapara. It came for tahira. It came to make people that were tummy Thomas Meis not be Thomas Meis. Posh, right? Frank the Shagasar, yeah, in Gvura Sari, right there, Yuma Daf Beis Amud Aleph, a bomba kasha. The Gemara says, in the Sechtes Moi Kotten Daf Chofches Amud Aleph, Omer Avami, Lama Nismacha Mises Miriam, the Parashas Parah Aduma. Why is Mises Miriam written in the Torah next to the Parashas Parah Aduma? Loi Melucha, Ma Parah Aduma Mechaperes, just like the Parah Aduma was Mechaper, Af Misos and Shal Tzadik and Mechaperes, so too Mises Tzadik was Mechaper. Who wants from Matis Yo? Shlita. He said at a Levaya, he said, why Parah Aduma? Why did you pick the Parah Aduma? The Parah Aduma, that's the example Mitpakoshi a carbon. So we use the paraduma as the example that ma paraduma bechaperes af misasan shal tzadikim mechapers. He said because the paraduma zois chukas atayra. It's the mitzvah that we don't understand. Sometimes a person dies, a good person, a tzaddik, we don't understand it. It's a chayk. It's zois chukas atayra. That's the tifkeit and the hekesh between paraduma misas tzadikim. That just like paraduma is zois chukas atayra. So too, Mrs. Tzadikim, sometimes we have to accept it, even though it's something that we can't understand. But Frank, the Shai, the Sari, what's going on over here? I thought there's a Gemara, Yuma, that Bezam and Aleph, that the part didn't come to Kapar, which, by the way, is what we think. It's coming to Taira. How do you reconcile? How do you give Zechanetza with this? The emes is that Tosis already says, where do you find that the Par Aduma was Mechaper? But where do you find the Par Aduma was Mechaper? It's a Rashi in Parshas Chukas. Rashi brings from a Moshe Darsha that said that even though the Par Aduma is a Chayk, but really there's an element of mishpat in it, and that is Moshele ben Shifcha shetinech paltin shamalach, the son of the Shifcha who hung out in the king's palace. He once made a mess. Amru, so the king said, Tavayimai v'takanech esatzayah, his mother's a Shifcha, let her come and let her clean up her son's mess. Kach, Tavay para v'techapra le'egel. The Yidden brought the egel. They need a kapara on the egel. The para aduma is the mother of the egel. Right, the parah is the eagle's mother. Let the parah come and let it be mechaper on the eagle. So you see already it's a mechaper. Taisu says that's what the Gemara means in my gut and daf chav ches amid aleph. But the problem is, which one is it? Is Yuma daf beis amid aleph that we look at the parah aduma as if it's not balaka parah? Or is it my gut and daf chav ches amid aleph? We look at it as it is balaka parah. So Shagasari says a chiddush. The first parah aduma ever brought that came with kapara. That's this Rashi in Parashas Chukas. And that's why there is some drosha that the Gemara can bring on chav ches amid aleph and my gut. Every other parah from that point on, that didn't come like a parah, that only came with the Torah. But the Marsha and Chedushi Agadah says yes, the Kash as well. So the Marsha, you know what the answer is to this enigma, this contradiction? It's the same contradiction that you find throughout Shas. And that is that on the one hand, the parah adum is kachi v'edagabayis. But at the same time, chatas kari rachman, atudas is the teretz to the stira. It's true, yumad ha-beiz of an aleph. It's kachi v'edagabayis. It's bala tahayra. It's not bala kapara. But it's also true, ma'ikot and chavches of an aleph. What's also true is that on some level, chatas kari rachman, the chatas kari rachman, we could look at it as a mechaper, and we'll pick up on this note tomorrow.